What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 2, season 2 of the Majestic Meets podcast. As y'all know, I'm Madison, and I'm your girl behind the mic. Today's episode, I always say this, I already know y'all about to clown me. I'm super duper excited for today's episode. I just might get that on a t-shirt. Who knows? We're gonna see. Today's episode is pretty much about manifestation, because I feel like we don't have enough manifestation out there. We don't speak life into things that we want to receive or things that we need. And so for today's episode, I'm just going to break it down on how you can manifest the things that you want or the things that you need. Before I tell y'all how to manifest, I have to explain to y'all what exactly manifestation is. So manifestation is when you speak things into existence. You speak on it so much, it's something that's on your heart. It's something that you basically really want to happen, so you talk about it a lot. It honestly takes a lot more than manifestation for something to actually happen to you. And I'm going to tell y'all exactly what you need to do to make sure that you have all your steps in line before you can manifest, truly manifest, and before the things that you want to happen to you will happen to you. Now, as old as we may get, as old as we may become, we still have a childlike spirit. And that childlike spirit I'm referring to is want. I want this and I want that. Kids don't never ask for stuff that they need. Think about it. It's always going to be something that they want. Come the holidays, the kids, the commercials come on for the newest Barbie doll. Well, nowadays it's the iPhone, but y'all get what I'm saying. Oh, I want that. We still have a childlike desire. We want things. Sometimes we want things that we can't have. Sometimes we want things that we know we can't have, but it's going to take a lot more than to want something for us to receive it. Me personally, I believe there are 5 simple steps to manifesting something that you want and actually making it happen. My very first tip about manifesting is to speak about it. I know that may seem cliche because manifesting is when you talk about something so much, but you gotta talk about it. You don't have to talk about it with everybody. You can talk about it to either yourself, somebody you trust, or somebody you know will help you get to where you need to be. But definitely speak on it, because if you don't speak on it, you obviously don't want it. Me personally, I know if somebody wants something so bad because of the simple fact that they keep talking about it, I know it can't just be me. You know that person that's always talking about that one thing. And if they don't get it, I don't know what's going to happen to them. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But they're properly manifesting. That's definitely step one. Speaking on things that you want so much also goes back to that childlike spirit of being spoiled. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all might be like, oh, I was never spoiled growing up. But spoiling yourself is part of manifestation. If you want something, I'm here to tell you, you can definitely go get it. I don't care who don't like it. Go get it. If it's going to make you happy and it's not going to harm nobody else, go get it. The second thing I recommend about manifesting things are to pray about it. Definitely. You already talked to that person about what you wanted. You already know what you want. But give it up to God. If you believe in God, definitely give it up to God. Pray about it. Make sure he knows. He already know what you want. But he's about to see if you're going to ask for it. Are you really going to ask for it? Or are you just going to keep it to yourself? Because if you believe in what I believe, you know that God is a selfish God. And he want to be there every step of the way. So definitely pray about it. Now, if you don't believe in God or if you're not religious, I would definitely say just give it up to the universe. Because the universe is definitely going to work in your favor if you work with it. So that's my second tip, is to pray about it or give it up to the universe. The third thing I recommend in the process of manifestation is to write it down. Writing things down nowadays is so underrated. Me personally, I love to write. Y'all know I want to be a journalist. I do all these recordings. I write things down before I record. I'm currently reading off a card right now because I knew I wanted to have this episode recorded a certain way, if that makes sense. And I'm very, very organized. So I believe that if you write things down, the more you see it, the more you're going to think about it, the more you speak about it. Writing things down can also help you improve your memory, because the more you write something down or the more you get into that habit of writing stuff down, you won't forget it. But the trick is you got to go revise it, or you got to put it somewhere where you can see it. Me, I hang things up on my wall. I have a calendar. I mark everything off on my calendar. My calendar is so cluttered and full just for the simple fact that I don't want to forget. And that goes the same way with manifesting things. The more you write it down, the more you see it, the more life you're going to bring to it. Now, if you're talking about it, like I already said, you prayed about it, you're writing it down, that brings me into my fourth point, is to act on it. Faith without work is what, y'all? Dead. D-E-A-D. In the grave, rest in peace. You cannot go anywhere, or you can't properly manifest things if you don't act on it. What are you going to do to make sure what you want happens? How are you going to get what you want if you don't work for it? See, it doesn't work like that. You can't just throw it up and be like, oh, I want this, and you don't do no work to get it. It's not going to fall out the sky. This goes beyond having a job, because I know some of y'all don't have jobs, and that's okay. A small business, simple as a small business, you can ask for donations. If people truly believe in you, they'll donate. And I'm a firm believer in that. Now, everybody's not going to donate because everybody might not have it, but they'll donate in ways. It don't always got to be money. It can be time. It can be, you know, a helping hand. They could be there listening to you. Simple stuff like that. Whatever it is you might be manifesting might not cost money. And that's kind of the point of what I just said. But if it does cost money, I would definitely say try the best you can to get your finances in line. That way you can make something shake real quick. You can also act on the things you want by making as many connections as possible. A simple hello and my name is and this is what I do can get you a long, long way. Let's say, for example, if you're manifesting a successful career, your career is not going to be where you want it to be if you don't open your mouth and speak to people. It's fine. You can tell people, you know, what you want to accomplish. Don't always share your dreams with everybody because everybody's not on your side. But definitely go out and make those connects. Shake hands, get them business cards in line. If you don't have a resume, work on that resume. Yes, I'm yelling at you because you should have already finished it. Finish that resume. Go out, talk to as many as people as possible. Me personally, I'm gonna share a story with y'all. My podcast is starting in September. Not a lot of people knew at the time that I had a podcast, but I knew that I wanted to have a successful podcast. And you are currently listening to a manifestation because I manifested everything that's happened to my podcast so far. I get approached day-to-day basis. I loved your last episode. Sometimes it's people I don't even know. You just never know who's listening and who's watching. The point is, definitely brand yourself the best way you can. Get out there and work as hard as you can for what you want, because you're on the edge of it. If you're working for it, you are super duper close to what you want. If nobody else believes in the things that you want, you better be the person believing in you, because it starts with you. Now, if you don't believe you can make whatever you want happen, there's a problem. Get that confidence up. Work on that. Don't manifest anything until you believe that you can make it happen, because it starts with you. I kind of want to break that statement down even further, just for a little bit more clarity. Let's just say you live a life alone. If you're not comfortable with being alone, get comfortable being by yourself. That's another side note. You live a life alone. You don't get married and you don't have kids. You might have a little dog, but think about it in that terms. Who's going to make it happen? Nobody else around you is going to make it happen but you. So get out there and work hard for what you want. The last step into manifesting everything and anything you want is to be patient. You got to know that it's not going to happen when you want it to happen. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. Everything happens at a certain time for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. You cannot rush the process at all. Your finances might be in line for something that you want, but something might come up the next day. So just be patient. Just hold on to the fact that you are so close to what you want, and it's going to happen if you just keep working hard for it. Don't rush the process. I have to keep repeating that because a lot of us, we don't appreciate the process. The process of manifestation is not just, oh, I want something and it falls out the sky, like I said earlier. No, there's so much in between that you got to put in before you get what you want. Another thing you may have to realize is it may not be your season to get exactly what you want, and that's okay, because everybody has their season. And when your season comes, you're going to feel it. When you get what you want, you're going to be so emotional. You're going to be so excited and over the moon simply for the fact that you waited on it. Definitely don't rush anything in life. I can't stress that enough. I probably said that about 5 times in this recording, but it's okay, because I just want y'all to know that you can't rush your projects just because everybody else. Don't rush anything just because everybody else has it. When it's your time to have it, you will have it. Just know that. I don't know about y'all, but I'm super duper excited for the next thing that I'm manifesting. I don't want to say it right now because I've already talked about it. Like I said, I've already prayed about it. It's written down and I'm currently in the process of acting on it. So the fifth thing is for me to just be patient. And that's what I'm learning every day, day to day. Just be patient. And I hope everybody that's listening to this is excited for what they're getting ready to receive, because it's coming, but you gotta do the work. You cannot skip any of these steps. I'm gonna go through the steps one more time for anybody who missed it. I suggest you write this down or just make a note of it so you don't get lost or off track, so you know exactly what you need to do for proper manifestation. Step one is to speak on it. Step two, pray about it or throw it to the universe. Step three, write it down where you can see it. Step four is to act on it, because what did I say? Faith without works is what? Dead. Step five is to be patient. Practice everything in that order and you believe that your season is soon to come. You're definitely going to get exactly what you want. And I wish you well in whatever it is, whether it's something materialistic, something you want in your life, career-wise, maybe a job, like I said, career-wise. You may have a certain goal that you're trying to reach. Just follow the steps and you got it. I promise. Everything you want can literally be yours if you just wait. If you work hard for it, I promise you it's possible that you will more than likely get exactly what you want. If you're listening to this and you don't already follow At The Majestic Mix on Instagram, definitely go follow it, because I'm starting a manifestation challenge this whole week and beyond. I'm going to make a post and I'm going to repost some of y'all's. I'm going to have it on my page, and I just want to see what are some of the things that y'all are manifesting. I may also post mine just to make it fair, but we about to start a challenge, and I just hope y'all participate in it, because I would love to see what exactly y'all want, because y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm definitely going to pray over it, and I'm definitely going to hope that y'all get exactly what y'all want. I'm going to go ahead and stop this episode right here, because I am super duper excited to see exactly what y'all want, and like I said, I'm going to put that step two, that number two behind it, and I'm going to pray about it. I hope y'all get exactly what y'all want and y'all deserve out of life. I'm super duper excited for each and every one of you. And don't forget, just follow these five steps and you got it. It's yours. If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much. I will see you in the next episode. Definitely share this podcast with somebody you know who may not have the patience for the things that they want. Just let them know that they can get it if they just follow these steps. I had so much fun recording this. I always say that. But y'all know how I end every single episode. Y'all be good now, okay? Alright? I'ma see y'all in season 2, episode 3, which is coming next week. Bye, y'all.